With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Russia has attacked Kyiv with an hours-long barrage of missiles and drones, killing at least 9 people and injuring more than 70. It is Russia's deadliest assault on the Ukrainian capital since last July, and occurs just as peace efforts are at a brink.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's cutting short his official trip to South Africa and returning home after a Russian strike on Kyiv killed at least 9 people and injured more than 70. The Russian attack on Kyiv came hours after weeks of peace negotiations appeared to be coming to a head without an agreement in sight. President Donald Trump lashed out at Zelensky on Wednesday, accusing him of prolonging what he called the killing field by refusing to surrender the Russia-occupied Crimea Peninsula as part of a possible peace deal. Zelensky has repeated many times during the more than 3-year war that recognizing occupied territory as Russian is a red line for his country. I'm Karen Chavas.
Meanwhile, this Russian attack drew a rebuke of Russian President Vladimir Putin from President Trump, who said he was not happy about it and that Putin should stop. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said on Wednesday that House Republicans are facing an opportunity that could determine their political survival. Bernie Bennett with the story.
The National Republican Congressional Committee said 26 House Democrats are vulnerable in the 2026 midterms, giving Republicans an opportunity to grow their slim majority in the chamber. During an appearance on Fox, Gingrich said the party must unite and finalize key legislative priorities by Independence Day if it hopes to maintain its majority in 2026. Gingrich also pointed out the importance of President Donald Trump's involvement and said that the president must secure GOP control of both chambers to implement his second-term agenda. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And on Wall Street, all 3 major indexes up over 1%. This is SRN News. The Ohio State football team makes a statement.
The Buckeyes won the NCAA title earlier this year, and the players are just now receiving their championship rings. And those gaudy pieces of jewelry include the image of a cross on the inside, honoring the team's faith. Ohio State safety Lathan Ransom told the Bobby Carpenter Show, quote, "My favorite part is the cross. I think that embodies our season, our culture." OSU defeated Notre Dame in the championship final 34-23. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority is signaling support for the religious rights of Maryland parents who want to remove their children from elementary school classes using storybooks that contain the LGBT lifestyle. In arguments this week, the justices suggested it would find the Montgomery County school system cannot require students to sit through lessons involving those books if parents express religious objections to them. A ruling is due this summer. This is SRN News. Palestinian President Abbas urges Hamas to hand over its arms. We have the latest from Feliz Friedson.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas was the center of attention on Wednesday after admonishing Hamas terrorists to release the remaining hostages held since it invaded Israeli border communities on October 7, 2023. The octogenarian head of the Palestinian Authority exhorted Hamas to lay down its weapons, turn over control of the Gaza Strip to the Palestinian Authority, and become part of the political landscape of a new entity many expect will rise from the ashes of the devastated enclave. In Jordan, the powerful Muslim Brotherhood was banned and any media mention of the organization forbidden. Critics are asking why it took Abbas 18 months, while some suggest influence from Washington. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.